Asghar toppled to the ground. Zirid took a wild shot at the third man near the doghouse's landing ramp, but missed high. The third man made himself small beside the doghouse, drew his blaster pistol, and shouted into a wrist comm link. Zirid saw movement within the cargo bay of a Rigo ship. More men with ill intent. No way to know how many. He cursed, fired a covering shot, then turned and ran for Fat Man. A blaster shot put a smoking black furrow through the sleeve of his parka, but missed flesh. Another rang off the hull of Fat Man. A third shot him square in the back. It felt like getting run over by a speeder. The impact drove the air from his lungs and plowed him face first into the snow. He smelled smoke. His armored vest had ablated the shot. Adrenaline got him to his feet just as fast as he had gone down. Gasping, trying to refill his lungs, he ducked behind a landing skid for cover and wiped the snow from his face. He poked his head out for a moment to look back, saw that no scar had stopped gagging and started being dead, that Scar stayed politely still, and that six more men were dashing toward him, two armed with blaster rifles and the rest with pistols. His armor would not stop a rifle bolt. A shot slammed into the landing skid, another into the snow at his feet, another, another. Stang, he cursed. The safety of Fat Man's landing ramp and cargo bay, only a few steps from him, somehow looked 10 kilometers away. He took a blaster in each hand, stretched his arm around to either side of the landing skid, and fired as fast as he could. He pulled the trigger in the direction of the onrushing men. He could not see and did not care if he hit anyone. He just wanted to get them on the ground. After he'd squeezed off more than a dozen shots with no return fire, he darted out from behind the skid and toward the ramp. He reached it before the shooters recovered enough to let loose another barrage. A few bolts chased him up the ramp, ringing off the metal. Sparks flew, and the smell of melted plastoid mixed with the ocean air. He ran past the button to raise the ramp, struck at it, and hurried on toward the cockpit. Only after he'd nearly cleared the cargo bay did it register with him that he wasn't hearing the whir of turning gears. He whirled around, cursed. In his haste, he missed the button to raise the landing ramp. He heard shouts from outside and dared not go back. He could close the bay from the control panel in the cockpit, but he had to hurry. He pelted through Fat Man's corridors, shouldered open the door to the cockpit, and started punching in the launch sequence. Fat Man's thrusters went live, and the ship lurched upward. Blaster fire thumped off the hull, but it did no harm. He tried to look down out of the canopy, but the ship was angled upward, and he could not see the ground. He punched the control to move it forward and heard the distant squeal of metal on metal. It had come from the cargo bay. Something was slipping around in there. The loose container of grenades. And he'd still forgotten to seal the bay.